For many young people, higher education or getting a start in a trade can be expensive and almost out of reach. You've had that experience yourself, but you were able to turn that around. Tell us about that.
Right, well, my experience was, you know, back in the 1970s when I walked out of Kempsey High School, I knew my parents wouldn't be able to afford to send me to uni. So basically I found the first opportunity to leave school. But back in those days, I was fortunate. I walked out of Kempsey High at 2:15 on a Tuesday afternoon, knowing full well that I had to have a job before I went home or I was back the next day to eat some humble pie. So not really liking the flavour of that dish, I went out and got myself a job. You could do it back then. The reality is you can't do that today. So if what we're finding is, you know, a lot of people are missing out now on going to onto either tertiary education or they're missing out on getting into an apprenticeship simply because they can't afford the necessaries to get there.
And yet we've got the government assistance through AusStudy and AbStudy. What's going wrong?
Well, AusStudy and AbStudy, in reality, don't meet every need, and I'm experiencing that. I've got two kids at uni at the moment, and the payments they get from that still simply don't meet all the costs. They help them to survive from week to week with food and living expenses, but they still don't meet the cost of rent, they don't meet the cost of textbooks, and all of the other ongoing costs they have with higher education, and certainly with apprentices. They're still struggling on those low payments. So,
every now
and then they need a helping hand.
Well, what do you think then happens to those young people who find themselves in the situation where they are literally hamstrung because they just can't afford to make a move with a career?
Well, what happens is they just don't reach their full potential. They opt for a job that's going to give them some money because they need to live, so they take what's available and they literally just do not reach their full potential.
How different do you think your life would have been if you'd been able to go to uni straight out of school?
I think it would have been very different. I'm not complaining about my life at all, but certainly if I'd have been able to go to uni straight out of school, going to uni at the age of 18 would have been made a big difference in my life rather than waiting until I was 40-odd to go to uni.
The Maclay Valley Education Fund is being set up to help students who are in a similar situation to the one you found yourself in when you were leaving school. Explain for us how it will work and how students will benefit from it.
Okay, well, what the fund is established for is to provide assistance to people who can show a financial need. We're not necessarily out there looking at the brightest and best students, so you know, although we're not precluding them, but it's a lot of the scholarships are there for the people who are academic high achievers. This fund's being set up to help people who've got a realistic goal in life, who have a good chance of achieving that goal, and just need that little boost to help them to get started on the way. So it might be something like, as you've said, you know, a pair of boots or a toolkit to help someone start an apprenticeship. It might be some helping with a rental bond payment for someone who has to move away to go to higher education. It might even be just assistance with buying textbooks.
And it's such a small thing, isn't it? Help with a pair of boots or help with a toolbox.
Oh, look, it's only a small thing, and to a lot of people they might say, oh, you know, a pair of boots, $100. But if you haven't got $100, it's a fortune. And, you know, for a young person, it can mean the difference between a successful career or just taking what's available. And maybe, you know, it can mean the difference between actually getting work and getting a meaningful career or remaining dependent on Social Security for the rest or for a long period of their life. So it has the potential for the people of the Valley to help change a lot of lives.
Terry Wichard is with us on ABC Mid-North Coast. He's the chairperson of the new Maclay Valley Education Fund. How are benefactors able to help with the fund?
Well, once we get the fund up and running, what we propose to do is approach bigger businesses, successful businesses, the whole valley actually. It'll be a drive across the whole valley. We'll be asking for organisations and individuals if they want to come on board as sponsors. We will have levels of sponsorship available there. And we're also going to ask, I think, for people if they want to become regular donors, if they want to do it as a payroll deduction sort of thing, we'll try and set up some sort of facility like that.
And how do you sell that to the community?
Well, we sell it to the community on the basis of the benefits back to the community. What it's going to do is it's going to change lives of young people in the community, make them much more valuable members of the community in that they'll be able to come back to this community with their skill sets and actually help to make the community thrive. And what we're finding, some of the research that I've found in the United States, research shows that people who don't finish their education to roughly a year 10 level, have about 89% of those people find themselves in trouble with the law within the first 5 years of leaving or dropping out of school. Those who go on to complete an education and get that higher education or get the higher skill set through vocational training tend to avoid getting into those situations. So it has the potential of reducing the crime statistic in the area as well, plus a lot of other social benefits and just drawing the community together once again to make it a little bit more cohesive.
Terry, I think it's important to also say that you're not just going to be giving out envelopes of money to students. People will have to demonstrate that they actually have purchased something and then they will be given payment for that, I understand.
Yeah, definitely. There's no cash payments made directly to the person, so we're not funding a farewell party for someone who's going off to uni. What they have to do is they either have to produce a receipt to show us that they've spent their spent money on buying what they told us they wanted to get or needed to get, or alternatively give us an invoice and then we will pay that invoice.
Now, there are similar schemes running in other parts of the region. There's one in Port Macquarie that's been running for a while. What sort of outcomes have they seen?
Port Macquarie's been running, I think, for about 12 months, a little bit over 12 months. And they've already distributed some funds, and they've seen people go off into further training. What happens with these funds? We periodically get in touch with the people. We don't just give them the money and that's the end of it. We keep in touch with them. Part of the agreement is that they report back to us just briefly to say how they're going. So we keep an eye on how they're progressing, and just, you know, making sure they've still got that community support right through. And the outcomes I'm hearing from Port Macquarie are that, you know, they've changed a few lives already. And from what I hear across the country, the other funds that are established, they're doing wonderful things. And it's all auspiced by an organisation known as the Country Education Foundation of Australia. And that's basically the governing body. And they started out initially as a little fund like we are, and then they've grown and other funds have dropped in. So and the CEFA, as they're known.
Well, maybe the Country Education Fund and the work that you'll be doing will do something to address the brain drain that we heard about from the State of the Regions report for the Mid-North Coast.
Yeah, well, that's true. We're lagging way behind in this area on what the government's targets are for people with bachelor degree qualifications. I think the figures that are sitting in the back of my mind, are they looking for about a 40% figure? And in the Maclay Valley, we're way behind that figure. And realistically, I don't say that we're going to achieve that in the near future. But certainly if we can get some growth there and start, and not just for people going on to university, but people improving their skills and getting job skills and all that sort of thing, just to improve their employment outlook and their opportunities, it'll certainly improve that brain drain.